Understanding the topic.
Dear Dr. Bamford, I know you are a famous scientist who has done great work on cloning animals. Please excuse me for writing to you, but I need your help. Let me explain. I am a 58-year-old man. I am very wealthy. I live in a large house. My wife died 3 years ago. We didn't have children. So, am I lonely? No, because Cindy is with me. Every night we eat dinner together and watch TV. Cindy sits beside me and I feel very happy. I'm fascinated with her beautiful green eyes. She's also very smart. Sometimes she's quite selfish. But that's what I like about her. She is an extraordinarily beautiful Siamese cat. There is no other cat like her in the whole world. These days, I worry about losing Cindy. Cats don't live as long as humans, of course, so she will die before I do. I cannot imagine life without Cindy. Well, why not get another cat after Cindy dies? Impossible. No other cat can ever replace her. I have been thinking about this. Clone Cindy. Scientists are able to clone sheep and mice and other animals. They should be able to clone cats without much difficulty. Fortunately, I am a rich man. I will spend any amount of money to clone Cindy. I think it is okay to clone pets. It's not cloning humans. What do you think? Could you clone Cindy? Sincerely, a rich man.
What do you think? Ken.
It is all right to clone humans.
Mika.
It is all right to clone animals.
Susan.
It is all right to clone crops or vegetables.
Luis.
We should clone beautiful people.